This is Friday Morning Football with Zoe, with Scott Zolak and our special Friday Football Report. Hey, good morning, Zoe. How you doing today?
Oh, my God. I'm doing really well until, so you don't know how annoying it is listening to, like, a song like that. Like, you guys got the best signal in the building, so it sounds really good on the radio. But when you got to listen to Joan Jett through a phone, I think she likes rock and roll.
I think she does.
She likes rock.
That's what, hey, Zoe, by the street.
Hey, Zoe, we got a sponsor. The Zoe Report this morning is brought to you by MGM Springfield, where they say this is a first. So that's a big deal. You know?
Nice. There we go.
Hell yeah, man. I'm a man of the casino. You know?
Excellent. Nice. Excellent. Okay, let's get right into it. We got Miami this weekend. Now, here's what we would really like to know. Maybe you can help explain this. What is our problem with Miami? Because you left the patch. You went down. You were down Miami for a couple of years. Maybe you can explain. Why do we have so much trouble with Miami?
Is it just the clubs open so late?
I think it feels like you play in a club down there. I mean, they got dueling DJs in the end zone. Palm trees. The sights are something to be seen as you're walking around.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is you step off the plane. And I don't know if you guys ever go to Florida. The second you step off the plane, like in Lauderdale, there's that certain, like, thick air that hits you.
Yep.
You know, even when you hit the tarmac and you're going on a little jetway, everything smells like cocoa butter.
Yep.
Oh. You feel like you're on vacation. And so I think mentally, you check out and really don't think, okay, we're down here playing football.
Right.
Wow.
I know. I mean,
all I want to do is go to the beach.
Yeah.
Or go to the beach.
It's like the only place Tom Brady has a losing record. Is it nice that he remembered that Josh Gordon was on the team last week?
Yeah. I mean, that's the perfect role for Josh, right?
Yeah.
A couple catches here and there instead of trying to force feed him 12, 13 balls a game. Yeah, they're starting to come around offensively, and I think it's having the tight end back.
Did you think last week that was a terrific defensive effort, though?
Yeah, I mean, this is a defense that's been sort of the same from year to year. You know, it's the same unit they had last year. But I think Brian Flores has done a nice job moving guys around, where Patricia, I think, is more of a let's line up and play type coach, where I think this defense has been gambling a little bit, trying to apply pressure, and I think it's helped them on the back end.
J.C. Jackson, the cornerback, where did he come from? He looked good.
Maryland Terrapins, baby.
Oh, yeah. Maryland.
Maryland. The old Turtles. They pulled one off there. Hey, by the way, I meant to tell you like a couple weeks ago, congratulations, you guys almost beat Ohio State. So, but we'll move on.
That was a good game.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Oh, my God. A kid's wide open on a two-point conversion.
I know. But you're over it now, right?
No, Lauren, you could have thrown that one.
I doubt it. I doubt it. Hey, I see. Hey, Brady and Gronk are both off the injury list. What do you think about Gronk?
I think they'll be back on it next Wednesday. That seems to be the pattern. Off one day on.
He still doesn't seem the same.
Yeah, I mean, I know, and I can't refute that. That's the way it looks, unless they're just saving him for Pittsburgh and he's going to go vertical and, you know, they're going to unleash him here at this final month. I think that's kind of what we're crossing our fingers and hoping is just based on the type of routes he's been running.
Yep.
He's, you know, nothing's downfield. Where it was at the end of last year. Remember, this same time last year when he popped in Pittsburgh and had that huge second half against the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's probably like having a really nice car. Sometimes you just want to, you know, ride it nice and easy around the block before you really let it rip, right?
No, shut up, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Well,
before we get to getting to know Zoe, I know you hate to do this, but what do you think? What's the score going to be?
I think it's like 31-13. It's not a good Miami team.
Okay, 31-13. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, now are you ready? On getting to know Zoe today, this is a little different thing we're going to do today because we want to get to the soft side of Zoe, the romantic side of Zoe.
Yeah, yes, I reach deep into your heart. No.
Here we go.
Jeez. All right. How did you propose to your wife?
I said, hey, baby, what's up? No. What I did.
Oh, my God.
Is I had a ring. I had a ring box, and we used to have this American bulldog. It was like a 115-pound American bulldog, and I tied it around his neck. And he just came walking in the living room, so I had to wait. Like, he's so lazy, he was in the other room for about an hour. So you go in there, and it's like Yellow Dog from Funny Farm. You got to kick him and, like, get him moving. So finally, he moseyed on in, and she goes, "What the hell's that around his neck?" I go, "I don't know. Open it up." that's kind of how it went.
Oh, that's. Did you get down on one knee?
No.
Nah, he's got bad knees from playing days.
Yeah. Too much football.
Did
Can't
she say yes initially, or did you have to, like, you know, convince
oh,
her?
Oh, please, come on.
Wow. So it was kind of romantic, but then, I don't know.
Yeah, it had a little bit of dog drool on it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. She actually, that's cute. She actually did tell me no the first two times I asked her out.
Get out of line.
She
turned
excellent.
You down, huh?
Yeah.
She'd heard about you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, listen, you have yourself a great time down in Miami. What is this, the business trip straight down, straight back, right?
Yeah, business trip for me. I got two Tommy Bahama shirts and a pair of black slacks. I'm ready to go.
All good. Right. Okay, man, we'll talk to you next week. Okay, have a good one, okay?
All right, see you guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.